Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year, Scott. It's great to be back on the Infomaniacs again this year.
Well, you got a chance to put your hand on the Bible and take the oath again. Tell us about that.
Well, it was another great day, and I got to have my family here, I got to take my three grandkids to the floor, so that was great to be able to do that. I thought Paul Ryan did a good job of laying out conservative vision for the next 2 years. Yesterday, Mike Pence came over to Capitol, and so we got to talk about how we're going to coordinate our activities with what's going on in the White House. So I'm really excited about the opportunities of the next couple of years to move America back in the right direction.
You know, this was a president who really didn't interact with Congress very much, and now here in the waning days, he decides it's time to go over there and put together a battle plan, I guess, to save Obamacare. We know that Republicans don't like it. None of them voted for it. But exactly how concrete are the plans that you have for the replacement of Obamacare?
Well, replacement, we've got broad principles in terms of what we want to do. Number one, it needs to be patient-centered. Number two, it needs to rely on free market principles. Number three, it needs to be based on consumer choice, not bureaucratic decision-making. So now, those are the principles. Now, the hard work is going to be putting that into a legislative solution. I think we'll get there. The Republican Study Committee yesterday to offset what President Obama was trying to do is we rolled out our new health care plan for this Congress. We've done that for each of the last Congresses, and we went and had a big press conference and rolled out ours. And it's a conservative view as to how health care ought to look moving forward.
Now, some of the things that seem to make common sense, I guess, to folks on the outside are in a plan that the Republican Study Committee put out. Now, how much of that has your handprint on it because you were the outgoing head of that?
Well, quite a lot, actually. I would say, roughly 80% of it mm-hmm. has fingerprints from when I was the chair of the Republican Study Committee, and I just turned over the gavel yesterday at lunch. So I'd say it's a substantial amount. Also, if you look at the Republican House agenda, it's called A Better Way, which is very similar to Donald Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. About 70-80% of that is based upon what we did in the Republican Study Committee, not only with respect to health care, but also with respect to tax reform and all the other initiatives that we had, national security and so forth.
Well, I think one of the things...
I feel like we're going to have a big part to play in the Trump administration's agenda moving forward.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. The things that people are concerned about is that there would be this switch and therefore a giant gap between what exists now and the plan that the Republicans are putting forth. Talk to us about that gap period and what happens there as far as coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, it's a very valid concern, and it's where liberal media has been trying to say that we're going to throw all these folks off of health care. That is absolutely false. Here's what will happen. There will be a repeal vote on Obamacare roughly around February the 20th. And what that repeal vote will say is that Obamacare goes away, and we'll pick a date. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years out. And that people are going to say, well, that's too long. And other people say, that's not enough. Well, here's what we're trying to do. If you think it took 4 years to put Obamacare in place and for the healthcare industry and the healthcare insurance industry to make all the systems and procedural changes to accommodate that new healthcare environment, even though it failed. And so what we've got to do is give everybody, including consumers, a chance to respond back to the new healthcare environment that we're going to have moving forward. And so that's the message I've been trying to say is during this transition from the repeal of Obamacare until the new system goes in place, nobody's going to lose their health care coverage. The insurance companies are still going to have the stable markets where they can write new policies. And there will be the minimal amount of disruption possible. So now some people are going to say, you've got some people that just doggedly say Obamacare's got to go away day one. Well, you just can't do that because that's where you tear the markets up and people wind up without health care. And then you've got a political disaster on your hands for a future set of elections. So you can't have that happen. I think we've got something well thought out. But again, I think the biggest discussion today is it going to be a 2-year transition period or a 3-year transition period?
Okay. Monday, we were flabbergasted to see that the Congress was apparently going to take up congressional ethics and handling them in a different way. Donald Trump tweeted that he didn't like that idea, and that was pulled back off the table. Kind of give us that timeline and what actually happened there.
Well, what happened is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, let me say this. Most Democrats and most Republicans do not like the Office of Congressional Ethics. Now, people say, well, what is that? Well, it's back in the when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker, she set up this failed agency called Office of Congressional Ethics. And I guess it was her version of draining the swamp in Congress, actually in the House. And it's been an absolute failure. What it's done, it's tried to bring 100 different cases. Two-thirds of them have been dismissed. So it hadn't been effective. In doing so, it's also cost members of Congress and their staffs their congressional rights. We don't have the right to due process under the way they do things, but there's no transparency. They try the cases in the media. So it's been just an abject failure. So anyway, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee decided, let's go ahead and reform this, reform that group, not gut it, not take it away, but reform it and give it more accountability to a function that already existed before, and that's the House Ethics Committee, which is a bipartisan committee that has a 50-50 split. So that committee can't be partisan-based. And so we tried to do that. Unfortunately, I don't think that it came up sort of at the last minute. People didn't have a chance to think, but there's a lot of emotions about the OCE because of how abusive they've been to people in the House. And so nobody had a chance to tell the Trump administration what we were really doing. Because I think if we had, I don't think he would have released the tweets that he did. So here's what's going to happen. I mean, here's what happened. We went ahead on Tuesday morning and pulled that off of the agenda for the House rules package. And then over the next 7 months between now and the end of July, we'll come up with a bipartisan solution to reform the Office of Congressional Ethics. It's a screwed up mess, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
But over the next 7 months, we've got enough Democratic buy-in to fix this out of control agency that we'll get it right by working with the Democrats on this one.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us from Washington D.C. Finally today, Republicans are looking to be successful over the next 12 months or next 24 months. What would the metrics be there that you will feel like this will be a successful time period from your point of view?
Here are the things that I think that America should look at when they're looking at whether or not we've been successful in our first year of this Congress and the first year of the Trump administration. The first one would be, did we replace Obamacare? And that doesn't mean that the replacement's gone into effect. It just means that people know what it will be when it starts out in the future. The second thing is, did we reform the tax code? The third thing is, are borders more secure than they were before? The fourth thing is, do we feel like we're more secure from a national security perspective, and then our military is properly empowered and given the resources that they need to take the fight to the enemy? And also, have we substantially rolled back the regulatory environment that has been the hallmark of the Obama administration? So I think those are the principal metrics that people ought to look at at this time next year when they're looking back.
All right, we've got our boxes to check. We'll see if that happens. Congressman Bill Flores.
That's true.
Congressman Bill Flores usually joins us on Wednesdays. We had to switch it today, but you can always hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Well, look forward to having a fruitful session and certainly a first week. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military, and our first responders.
Thanks for the time.